today, Shema Mina, Bali Chaim, Nidachim. This is these three halachas that the Gemara derives from Rabbi Yochanan. This is mentioned numerous places in Shas, Shema Mina Tlas, but Yochanan is quoted in Zvachim Yudbeis and other places as well. And it's also interesting to note, we'll see this in Tosus, that it's also, these Shema Minas are also mentioned in connection to a Mishnah in Pesachim. And that's going to be one of Tosus' kashes toward the end of the Tosus. That why does Rav Yochanan have to tell you this? You might make a big deal from Rav Yochanan if you can get it from the Mishnah. These are three Yesodos in Yonei Dichui that the Gemara is inferring from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan taught us the following halacha. The Gemara quotes it incidentally as a way of showing that you don't say the klal of pashta when you have a das acheres. That was what the Gemara brought it in for. Halo dami el laha. What does Rav Yochanan say? Two shutfin own an animal. One of the two partners is makbid half. Obviously, it can't be makbid an animal now if you only have half the animal being kadosh. So what happens now? He purchases the other half, and then he's makbid that. What's now? Ena kreva. Even though Lamaisa now, together with his first Hagdasha, and now you have a full Kedusha, why not be makar of the animal? That's the Yisod of Dichui. Once the animal was Nidche, from the outset, from the get-go, when it was Magdish half, you couldn't be makar of it. So that's the din called Dichui. And then you can't bring it even later on. The problem that was behind the Dichui no longer exists, because now you own everything. You can't be makrivit. That's the first chiddush, apparently the main chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan goes on and says, however, there's something to know about regarding tamura. This animal, which is not fit to be brought itself, if you would be maimerit with another animal, the din is v'hayahu usmurasa yakodesh. So typically a person is maimer an animal, so the other animal takes on the same properties, halachic properties as the first animal. In this case, what would that mean? That the other animal would be exactly the same. Which means you can't be makrivit. Utmurasa kayotzi, but it makes a tamura. It's considered kedusha saguf. Tamura is only by kedusha saguf, not by kedusha sperek habayis, kedusha damim. But it makes a tamura. There's a kedusha that goes on to the other animal. But the halacha of this animal would be the same on the other animal, which means ena kreva. So what do? Rashi says you sell it, and with the money you buy another animal that you can be makriv. Rashi doesn't stress, but seemingly we were noting from the Tosfos in Gittin that you would have to wait for a mum to happen in the animal, because otherwise there's a kedusha saguf. You can't be poda an animal that has kedusha saguf without a mum. And it's not yotze l'chulin without a mum. So we're assuming now that would be the pshat, that you have to wait for a mum and then you sell it. Rashi here doesn't mention, Rashi in Zvachim does mention that yira actually is stay. Says the Gemara, Shema Mina Tlas. All these halachas that we learn, these three things have to do with the inyan called Dichui. Because the beginning of Rav Yochanan's statement that Eina Kreva is based on the premise of Dichui. If the animal was Nidche for the one moment in time when it was Nidche, namely here when you were first Magdish it, you couldn't be Makrivit, it's only half. So even though the problem is resolved subsequently, and now it's near at Likarev, now you magdish the other half. But once you had Dichui that set in, it's Nidche Le'olam. That's the cloud called Dichui. But there are nuances within Dichui. Number one, Kiddush number one, Bali Chaim Nidachim. There are those who say that Dichui only is true by Shchutim, Rashi says. When it comes to the dam, you shechted the animal, and there's a psul that occurs. And then, and in the dam, and then you can't, even the problem goes away, you can't be makriv the dam. Mashal, the case that we had, that the Sar Mishtaleach would die after you shechted the Sar Lashem. Now the halacha is Yomad Chai, that the animal that's Lazazel has to be alive until the Zerikas Hadam of the Sar Lashem. So suppose the Sar Lazazel dies before you had a chance to be Zorek the Dam and Kodesh HaKadashim and the Kodesh and all the various matanos that you do with the Sar Lashem. Now you have to get another Sawyer to replace the Sawyer Lazazel that died. So can you still be Makriv the Dam when you get the replacement? The answer is no, that's called Dichui. once the dam of the Sar Lashem is ben nitche, that right now it can't be zorik it because the Sar Lazazel is not alive. So even though you get a new Sar Lazazel, you can't use this dam, yishafech adam. That's a classic dichui by Shchutim. Right? That's not Bali Chaim. But here, you see a bigger chidush. And this is not everyone's opinion. Yochanan, we're learning out from Yochanan that Bali Chaim nidachim, and that's what the machokis over there, but in the case where was the Sar Lazazel died before the Sar Lashem was shechted. Right? And it says you get a replacement, you do a new hagrola, and hasheni Yirat Shiyastayev, and the Shailid, we had last time we mentioned Rav and Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan Shittaso here, whether the Sheini means, right, which one is it that's Yirat? Is the first one still good enough because it's only Bali Chaim, Bali Chaim Enidachim? Or is the Sheini going to mean the first one because Bali Chaim Nidachim? Here you see, even if it's a Bali Chaim, we have the din of Dichoy Chal, even a Bali Chaim. That's number one. According to the other Manda Amar, you'd be able to be makriv of the animal when you're magdish the other half. Second yisod, dichoy meikara havi dichoy. That means that if the dichoy is from the very beginning, there are those who say, as Rashi brings some sukkah by Hadas, that the only so dichoy is if it was nira v'nidche, that there was a point where it was chazi, it was fit, and then there was a chalos dichoy that was chal, it became disqualified after it was qualified. That pushes it away forever. But if the disqualification was from the get-go, it never was qualified, and then something changed, now it's qualified, there's no din dichoy. I mean, that's less of a, it's a bigger chidush to say dichoy if it's dichoy meikara. When something was ra'oy and then it got pushed away, that's a stronger force, a dichoy that pushes it off forever. But if it never was chazi, so now it became chazi. Now do it. Now be makrivit. Here you see not that way. Because mitchila sekdesha lo niriski karev. And yet, we still say the rule of dichoy. That's the second din. What's the third din? Yesh dichoy bedamim. Says Rashi here, that even when something is only kadosh ledamav, only for its damim, for its value, seemingly not a full kedusha saguf. When you magdish the half, so it couldn't be makrivit. So the kedusha was only to the extent you're going to have to sell it, and half the money is going to go toward buying a carbon, because you couldn't be makrivit as is as half. So kedushas damim you might think doesn't have the din of dichui, and yet you see that it has the din of dichui. Udachas niyam mizbeach olam velo amrinan. Rashi concludes ein dichui el b'davar shugdash legufa likarev. In terms of the nature of this kedushas damim, it's a big machlokes achronim. How to understand it. Namely, you could have learned it kipshuta, kedushas damim, like Berek HaBayis. In other words, there's no aspect of kedushas haguf. If that were the case, then to be poda it would not require a mum. Because anything kedushas damim and nothing more doesn't need a mum. So is that what we mean over here? When a person is magdish half the animal, there's no kedushas haguf at all. That's how Rav Chaim Ozer thought in the Achiezer. And Avni Miluim is mashba that way, and maybe even Rishonim here we can bedaik that way if we get to it. The Briska Rav and others, Chazonish, other Achronim don't agree. They assume that the kedushas damim used in our Gemara B'chan and Kovitz Shiurim, the kedushas dam doesn't mean damim in that regard. It means kedushas haguf that you cannot be makriv. They bring a raya from Gemara Pesachim, talks about a case of a person's magdish and a keva l'pischo, and there has kedushas haguf, and you need to wait for a mum, yerush yestayev. And Gemara also uses the same lashon, shmami natlas, and one of the shmami natlas is yesh tichi bedamim. So the damim here doesn't mean damim of no kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf that's not likarev is what we call kedushas damim. So that's interesting. It's a machlokes to understand what is the nature of the kedusha of a person's magdish half an animal, and he's one partner. Again, nafka mina would be if you have to wait for a mum or not. Okay, but either way, the chidush has to do with that you can have the din of dichoy even if it's not a din of kedusha saguf. It's something of a kedusha damim literally, or in some sense kedusha damim. Okay, that's the words of the Gemara. Tosus quotes Rashi, basically, Pirish Bekundris and Nidchu, Yidchu Ge'olam, this is from the Bali Chaim, Nidchu Yidchu Ge'olam, the Ikor Madame and Dicho El Beshutin. Avo Bali Chaim, Shinidchu, Chosvim Venirim. There, as soon as it becomes fit, it's fine. You don't say Dicho by Bali Chaim. Udi Dei, Kreva Ach Behema, Kishachaza Veloka Chesya. As soon as you buy the other half, you can be makriv it. That's the first thing. Second, Ushmamina, from the very beginning. And here you see more than that. That even by Shmamina, the third thing, Yesh Dichoy Bedam and Perush, Yesh Torah's Dichoy Bedam Shein Kodesh El Ledamav. Kigon Zu, Shemitchilo Hikdisha El Ledameha, Shetimacher V'Yikadshu Dmei Chetzia, Shemitchilo V'Chatzor En Lois Ru'uya. It wasn't fit to be makriv lechatzayin, so it's only damim to sell it and then buy an animal with that. Filachi chal aleha toras dichoy litchos nemes bechel olam v'lo amin in dichoy abedavas shugdash legufa likare. Okay. Fectosis. Yes, Ali.
Regarding the man the amar in dichoy l'beshutin, that the case of Rabbi Yochanan of the shnei shutin it would be kreva. Rabbi said that he would still have to be makdish the second half, but Rashi himself doesn't seem to bring that down. He says, Kishachaza Balaka Chetzia, it doesn't say Yvigdisha Chetzia.
Udi Dei, Kreva Hach Behema Kishachaza Balaka Chetzia, I can't be anything but if he's Magdishit. Because we don't say Pashta, we don't say Gomra. That was Tosis that we had in Gittin, right? So I would have to read Rashi as, you know, you have to have it. You're saying it should be. How could you have it with that? The kedusha has to go to the other half. It's not going to go by itself. So I mean, there's no choice here. I mean, Rashi didn't say the higdisha, but the case is the higdisha. So Rashi's going on the case. Rashi didn't have to tell you the case is what we said. And higdisha. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to otherwise. How else could it work? It's. You mean you have to get the Hekdash on the other half. You can't just purchase it unless the Hekdash spreads. But we talked about that. You can say Pashta later or Gamra. Tosis explained that we don't say it. That was why it's Chazav Hekdisha. I mean, it says Chazav Hekdisha. So obviously it was Chazav Hekdisha. Without Hekdisha, it wouldn't happen. So Rashi can't go against Rabbi Yochanan himself who said Chazav Hekdisha. So Rashi has to mean Kisha Chazav Laka Chetzia V'Hekdish the other Chetzia. I don't know how you could say differently. You're right. Rashi didn't say spell it out. But I imagine that Rashi meant it that way. Yeah. Those are the three things. Now, this kash of Tosis appears in a lot of different places, and Tosis gives here one answer. There are other answers Tosis gives in other places in Shas. The following question: the Imtoma, Lamali Lamemar Hanitarti. Two of these three things seem to be superfluous because you can't have one without the other. Lama li lamemar hanitarti. What do you have to say these two things, namely, Shmamina yesh dichoy bedamim, that's the third of the Shmaminas, that you say dichoy even on something which is not hugdash to be brought on a mizbeach, and also say v'dichoy meikara, that dichoy meikara havi dichoy, even if it was never nearer before that. V'halo i'efsher v'dichoy meikara shelo yeh dichoy bedamim. In other words, every dichoy meikara, by definition, means that it was not ra'oy to be makriv, right? Because it's dichoy meikara means right away from the very beginning, it's not fit. That's why that's the nature of the problem. Dichoy meikara because why? Because it's disqualified makrava. So that means that's equivalent dichoy bedan. So, what do you have to spell out as two separate points? Dichei meikara and dichei bedamim, seemingly it overlaps. Because every dichei meikara is a dichei bedamim. And every dichei bedamim, you might say, is a dichei meikara. Because you can't be makriv. So like, it's mamish the same thing. So Tosis is going to show you that you can split it. You can have one without the other in both directions. V'yesh lomar. Da'ashkechan dichei meikara, afagav shekadosh kdusha saguf. I'm going to show you a case that it's dichoy meikara, that from the very beginning you can't be makriv, and that's called dichoy meikara. It's not nira v'nitche, even though the kedusha is called kedusha saguf, not kedusha zdamim. Kedama Rab Yochanan Perek Nigmadin. He quotes a name of Yochanan in Sanhedrin. Kigon, Achal Chelev, Vehifrish, Karba. A person ate Chelev, is Chayev Achatas. Right. Chelev is Chayev Krisus. He did it Beshogeg. He was Mafish and Karba. The Abba Avodis Kochavim. So the way it's staying over there, after he was Mafish the Karban, he became a Mumer. He embraced Avodah Zarah. And then V'chazabo, then he did Shuvah. So there, Rav Yochanan says, V'ho v'nitche, K'shav Avodah Zarah. When, once he becomes a Mumer, the din is, you can't accept a Karban from a Mumer. Mikem v'lo mikolchem, not a Mumer, you can't accept a Karban from. Mishum b'sefer Hashem to'eva. So once it's nitche, when he became a Mumer, yitche. Which means even though he did tshuva, you still can't be makrivit, even though now he's not a woman. Now, the way that Rav Yochanan phrased it, it's not a case of dicha mekar. Because how did Rav Yochanan phrase it? He was mafish a karban, then he became a mumer, then he did tshuva. So it was nere v'nitche. But Tos is trying to get to the point that you could have a case of dichoi meikara that's not dicha bedamin. So now Tosis has to explain more. He says, but you should realize, and this Tosis in Sanhedrin over there also makes this point. Here Tosis says it more, Kachayad. V'lav dafka nachat hasam b'yifrish karban tchila. The fact that Yochanan says the case was that he was first mafish karban, then he became a mumer, is lav dafka. To hu adin, avad avayis kachal ma'akach yifrish karban. It would be the same halacha if he was first a mumer, then he was mafish, became a mumer, then he was mafish, that has to have a dicha mekar. How do I know that that would be the same halacha as the case Rabbi Yochanan gave, where he was first mafish? So Rabbi Yochanan, who the Yisrei, dicha mekar, avidichli. Rabbi Yochanan holds dicha mekar is dicha, so obviously it wouldn't matter when you were mafish, you could be mafish even after your mumer, and it would also have the din of dichli. Like over here, dicha mekar, avidichli. So why does Rav Yochanan therefore talk about the case that it was first mafish? So Tosus in heaven says one teretz, that's the derech, that's a normal case. But then Tosus says there also what he says over here. El mishum idach mosad Rav Yochanan demaisi hasam. Because of the other example that Rav Yochanan mentions over there, which is a case of what happened was not a mumer, but he became a shota. Achal cheilev v'hifrish karban v'nishtata. Now, if he has no das, he can't bring the carbon. So he was mafish the carbon, then he became a shota. So the carbon can't be brought on behalf of a shota. V'chazav in ishtapa, and then he got better. Now, in that case, and it's again the same halacha of dichui hoven nitchanitcha. The Gemara makes a tzricha so there in Sanhedrin. Why Rabbi Yochanan tell me the same halacha by nitche based on mumer and why and the din of nitche based on the case of shota? Why you wouldn't know one from the other? That's the Gemara there in Sanhedrin. That Rav Yochanan gave me the same halacha of dichoy by became a mumer in between and became a shota in between. And then again, the problem was resolved. But in that case of shota, could you have said the case that he was mafish after he became a shota? No, because then hafrasha wouldn't count. Shota's hafrasha doesn't have any value. The lo matzil mei manishtata tchila kim de shota hu rabar hafrasha hu. So it wouldn't be a case. It wouldn't be shach to have a case of shota where the hafrasha was subsequent to his being a shota. Therefore, that case you have to say he was mafish, then became a shota. That case would be a dichoy, not meikara, because there's no other case to talk about. So parallel to the case of nishtata in between, which the hafrasha was first. So he gives you the case by avodah zarah that it was hafrasha was first, but by avodah zarah the case would be identical if he was mafish after he became a mumer, because Rabbi Yochanan holds dicha mekar havidichui, and that case would have. Rabbi Yochanan gave the case parallel to the other case. Okay, so what's the point of Tosis? So now that we know Rabbi Yochanan's din of dichui, we became a rasha, a mumer, is even dicha mekar case, and this dicha mekar case is a dicha bedamim or dichui of kedushas haguf. Kedushas haguf. So that's what Tosis is showing us. Now let's explain why is this so. So if he became a mumer, and immediately he was mafish. So what are you taught? Why are you saying it's not called? Why is that called kedushas haguf? It's obviously it's not fit to be makrivit. So why is kedushas damim? What does Tosis mean? Tosis doesn't explain over here. In Temura, Here's a couple more words. So you have the Temura. Looking in Temura, so it has a couple more words. The Im Tomer, it's about equal to the Gemara, three lines from the bottom in the Gemara. In the middle, the Gemara. So you look in the three or four lines from the bottom of the Gemara, look into the Tosus on the right margin. The Im Tomer, my Komer, Shmami na yesh dichui bedamim, Ushmami na dichui mekara havi dichui. Kevin the Shamina dichui mekara, hainu kvishas damim. Same kashas here, right? The Yesh Lomer, the Ashkachna Shapir, Dichui Meikara, Kaddish Kdushas Aguf. We can find Dich Meikara with Kdushas Aguf. Now it's the lines are getting wider in Tosfos. Kigon Mumar Sha'achal Chelev, the Hifish Karban, Alav, the Chazabo, the Havi Dichui Meikara, Kdushas Aguf. Couple more words, here it is. Share ena dichoy al yidei karban. Tosa says a few more words here to shed light on it. Why is it called a dichoy ptushas aguf not ptushas damim? Ena dichoy al yidei karban. What do you think he means? Yeah?
But the chisaron that we have here is not on the karban itself, it's on the person.
Exactly. It's not intrinsic to the karban, it's mitzvah the gavra. So that you can't be married because of the gavra, he's a mumar, that would not be considered, that would be considered dichoy of kedushas aguf, because mitzad the carbon it's there. So that's called kedush, that's called dichoy kedushas aguf, not kedushas damin. So you see kedushas aguf of dichoy meikar. Yeah. No, let me ask you a question of a tease here, okay? Wait a second, maybe this is your question. But if there's a lach of dichoy, so then the carbon is puzzle. Mitzad the carbon. The din of dichoy. So vayter is kedushas damim. Because it's chal psul, dichoy is a psul in the carbon. Is that a question? Not a question. So what did Tosus gain? It's chal dichoy based on the fact that he can't, he's a mumar. So that the psul dichoy is a psul in the gufa carbon. So what did Tosus gain here? They have kedushas dichoy and kedushas aguf. That's dichoy meikara. But if it's not kedushas aguf because of the din of dichoy, it's not kedushas aguf.
Just a question.
Wait. You have asking?
Yeah. If you would answer the question, would another person be able to bring this animal to carbon?
No, because the person's not. He was mafresh it himself. It's a chatas. Chatas has to be. He did the chait. You can't use someone else's chatas for. He was not his chait. No, but he was mafreshed for his avera. Chadis has to be mafreshed for the avera that your person committed. So why is it kedushas aguf? It's kedushas dam because in the din of dichoy, it's pasul inherently. Yeah.
What are we applying the svara of dichoy to? Are we applying it to the behema itself, or he is at this point, you know, nidche from bringing a karban? Because if we're saying it on him,
no, dichoy is always a psul in the karban for sure. It's chal and a carbon, a din of dichoy. That's for sure.
So in the second he goes and he's, you know, being obed of Zara.
Yeah. So the zerach hashem toeva. So that's the point that the din dichoy is chal. Tosus is saying that you see that the din dichoy is chal even on something that's kedushas aguf. And it's dichoy meikar. I'm asking you, but why is it kedushas aguf if there's a din of dichoy? I'm trying to trick you, but both say, no, tell me why. If it's a din of dichoy, then it's kedushas damim. Because it's a chal din of dichoy, so then it's not kedushas aguf. Yeah?
Is dichoy a psul or just like a state of being?
It is a psul. I mean, if it's nidche, then the carbon is nidche.
Right, but meaning if we're defining it as being nidche, meaning that's not going to say that therefore the kedushas damim. It's a state of being. It's not
if
a psul
you can't
in and of
itself. It's a psul, The carbon is nidche.
There's no such thing as, oh, it's dichui, so therefore you can't be makar. Dichui means you can't be makar.
Okay, I understand. But it is chal in the chlaps of the carbon, though.
I know, but I'm saying, you can't tell me, meaning the root of the issue is coming from the gabra. The psul itself is coming from the gabra.
Good.
It happens to be now, it's dichui, so it has shame.
So say stronger, okay? Someone say it stronger, yeah, Aaron?
When it's dichui, as in anything that's dichui, then there's its kedusha segulah. No?
That's correct.
Then there's no such.
So the point is,
any case of dichui would.
So what you're saying is as follows: we're saying that when we're talking about whether it's chal dichui kedusha saguf, we're talking about without the din of dichui. In other words, that's what we're trying to show. But when there'll be a din of dichui, so then it'll be, you could say, reduced to dichui damin. But the way that we're trying to show that if it's not chal dichui to begin with on kedusha saguf, and it is kedusha saguf inherently. Because it's only because he's a mumer that you can't bring it. So if there wouldn't be halacha that would be chal dichui and kedusha saguf, so then you wouldn't say the din of dichui. Then it wouldn't have a problem. It would be kedusha saguf and you wouldn't say dichui. I'm asking, well, it's dichui, so it becomes kedusha damim. No, but we're talking about whether it's chal the din of dichui or not on something which is kedusha saguf, separate from that, that's also kedusha meikara. So since the psul is not mitzad the carbon, it's mitzad in terms of the gavra, and we're talking about now whether dichui is chal on that or not. So you can't say, well, it's going to be Jesus done because of the dichui. We're talking. The issue is, would dichui be chal or not on something which is kedusha saguf meikar? So were we to, so that itself is a chiddush of that dichui is chal. So the kedusha saguf definition is not going to take into account the fact that there is a dichui. It's called kedusha saguf because inherently you can be makir of the animal were not for his problem that he's a mumah. And that's what we're saying. So you see that dichui is chal in such a situation. And that's not kedusha damim because mitzad the carbon, it's kedusha saguf, it's fit to be makir. Your being a mumah is external, is extrinsic to the carbon.
But isn't that not
sinister? What I'm saying. Through dichui, it is a psul in the carbon. But we are dealing now without it.
Right, but this is what I'm saying. I don't understand why dichui is considered a psul. Dichui is only a function of other psulim. Meaning you only ever get the title of dichui when you have an actual psul.
That's correct. That's correct.
If that's true.
But it's not kedusha saguf anymore because of dichui. That's what I'm asking you. If there's din of dichui.
The
psul of mumer, let's put this way, the psul of mumer is not inherent to the carbon. But if dichui creates a psul in the carbon because he's a mumer, then it should be called kedushas damim because dichui takes the psul of mumer and makes a psul in the carbon. Okay. That's my question. Because dichui is grabbing on to the extrinsic psul and making it chal on the carbon. Now you can never be makir of the carbon. So then it is functionally going to be kedushas damim case because of the din of dichui. Even though the dichui is working off of the psul of mumer. But I think the answer is, but this is itself what we're trying to figure out. Is it chal dichui, kedushas damim? In order to say that there's a din of dichui, we've already learned, yesod, that you can have kedushas damim, that's dichui meikar. So in chanami, that's what I have. But I see that I can have it. Can't say, well, you don't see it because of the dichui. You see that dichui works. Dichui meikar kedusha saguf. I think that's pashup shat and tosis. That's one direction. Now tosis goes in the other direction. In Temura, it's interesting. Tosis has another answer. Just already in Temura, this is also mentioned in tosis in other places too. This other answer, tosis Mashir, I think, mentions this answer. What's the other answer tosis gives? Inami. He says in Tammuz, in the second line, when they get wide, he brings the case in Zvachim, Dam Shnis Arba Mayim. Let's say the Dam spills into a Keli and there's Mayim in it. So if it looks like Dam, it's Kasher. Because even though it's mixed with water, but it still has Din of Dam, and you can be Zoik the Dam. The Gemara says, when is this true? If the Mayim fell into the Dam, so then if it still looks like Dam, it's considered Dam that you can be Zoik. Let's say the Keli had Mayim in it. And dam drips into that. So then rishon batel. Each drop of dam goes into the mayim, and it's batel, and therefore it's still mayim. But let's say, after a lot of drops of dam go in, it looks like dam. Because each one, the time that each drop went in, it was batel. So it doesn't count for dam. But then at a certain point, you can see it looks like dam. So you might say, now it's vayter dam again. It became dam again, because now it's you know, the rove is dam. But the answer is, once it became batel beforehand, and it was not good to be used as dam, so then you can't go later and say that it will be considered to be dam. So here's an example of Kedushas HaGuf of Dichui Meikar. That was another answer. Okay, now the other direction. Back in our Tosfos. Ba'ashkecha nami. Everyone have it? Ba'ashkecha nami Kedushas Domin. Afagav du'ahavi Dichui Meikar. Now he's going to find the other direction. Kedushas damim, that's not an dichoy initially. It's called a nira v'nidcha type of scenario. Let's see how. Kigon, ha-mafish nekevel pischo v'yolda zachar. So when we have all kinds of cases like this, a person was mafish in a keva, the halachi is pesach to be said zachar, and he's mafish in a keva v'pischo, which obviously is not good for Karban Pesach. But now this animal ended up giving birth to a zacher. Now he's mafish this animal, so that you might say it's chal here, a kedusha on the animal of nekeva, kedusha is carbon pesach, which obviously you can't be makriv as a pesach. But now there's a zacher that she gave birth to. The havi kedusha's damim. This obviously is kedusha's dam, the ain pesach bam in nekeva. So the animal, the mother, could not be Kedushas HaGuf, because you couldn't makriv it. It can't be makriv. What kind of Kedushas Damim, again, go back to before? Kedushas Damim Mamish, Ekvede Kabai, so Kedushas Damim, Kedushas HaGuf, that's not Royal Hakrav. That's the right that the Achronim had, that you can call Kedushas Damim, even something that has Kedushas HaGuf, that's not the Hakrav. Tosa says that this case, the mother is not Kedushas HaGuf, it can't be makriv. The lo havidichim eikar, but it's not called dichim eikar. Why? Shri avlad ro'i lahakriv. Why can't you be makriv the vlad? Because it's the product of an animal that had a dichui on it. But Tosa says the vlad status of dichui is considered what? A nira v'nitche. This at first glance sounds very strange. From the moment the vlad was born, Rabosei, could you be makriv it? No. So what does Tosis mean? Tosis is saying that in the case of that person's mafish in the keva for Pesach, that's a kedushas damim. But he's going to say, but as far as the vlad's concerned, it's considered like a nira v'nitche. Why? Because the vlad is roi l'akrava. Now you're not makriv the vlad. There's a Shimon who says you are makriv the vlad. But fine, but that's because he holds bali chayim. The Gemara says bali chayim and not nitche. But we hold we're not makriv the chum. So you're not makriv the vlad. So the vlad is ro'i lahakriv. Ro'i lahakriv. But this that you're not makriv the vlad is nira v'nitche? How is that so? The vlad cannot be brought from the second it's born. So why does Tosis call that nira v'nitche? What could Tosis mean? Maybe, can anyone have a thought? What ketosis mean? What is it? Why is it called nira v'nitche? Avlad is ra'oi lahakriv. So, does nira v'nitche have to be a function of time? Or what's the distinction nira v'nitche and nitche meikar? Nitche meikar, Avram, yeah?
You're going to say?
So, yeah.
If it's not because it's inherently, like by itself, it is okay, and then something causes it to not be okay. So, like this son, it's like inherently it's okay, but then because of the
because
mother.
Because of the mother. That's what I'm thinking Tosis would mean. In other words, let's see if we can imagine it well, carefully. Nira v'nitcha means that the dichui comes here and pushes it away. Something which would have been fit, and the dichui comes and says you're disqualified. Dichui meikara means you never had a formal need to be dochet. It's just memeleis. It just doesn't have what it takes. Nir v'nidcha, it's not just about, it's not necessarily about the time issue. Typically, nir v'nidcha means that there was a time that it was fit, and then there was another, something happened afterwards. But what it really means is that that you have to have a formal dichui that stands as you, because of this, you can't be brought. You're nidcha. Dichui mekara, it's mela that way. In terms of the Vlad is perfectly fine to be a Pesach. It's a zachar. It's because of the mother, and now the mother is no good, and now it's a function, it's coming from that mother. So because of the dichui of the mother, the mother's dichui is dichui meikara. But the Vlad, because inherently it is fit, it's a zachar, it's fine for Karban Pesach, so it's the din dichui of the mother that's now chal on the child. Yes, the second it's born. But nir v'nitcha is not about the time. Nir v'nitcha means that the din dichui comes and pushes it aside. Here you need the dichui of the mother, which was a dichui meikara, I grant you, but dichui meikara to go and take effect and stamp the vlad, misha rishona, as dichui, because since the vlad would have been fit, so that's called nir v'nitcha. It doesn't need to have it practically fit in Zman. It has to be, the Peshat of Nir Vedichit is that you need the Din Dichwei to stamp it, disqualified, because otherwise, because previously or fundamentally, it's Nir. So the Nir Vedichit can be a function of the time, but it could also be, like in this case, because of the Dichwei of the mother, now the Vlad is going to be pushed aside like a Nir Vedichit. So Tos says, it's Vlad is really Karev. So you have a case of Dushas, of Kedushas what? Of Kedushas Damim, that's not Dichoy Meikara. It's the equivalent of Nerva Nitche. Because you need the Din Dichoy to step in and push it aside. Even though it's pushing it aside B'shas, the time that it's born. But that's the same idea as Nerva Nitche. It's a formal Dichoy. It's pushing something that was fit, that should be fit. This Avram that you were saying at Kain Zem. Am I right? That's what you were saying. It's fun, right? I think so. What? Yeah.
Why is the Vlad not Roy Lahakri when it's born? Is it
because it's coming mitzvah? No, it's coming mitzvah because it's coming from a mother that's not fit.
But aren't all mothers not fit? Saying aren't all nekevas not fit?
No. So that's the sugya in Yuma. The Gemara brings that's the part of the question of Baruch Chaim and Nerva Nitche. Could be over there. For 7 days it's not fit, then it becomes fit. But that doesn't get... Because the mice said,
what's the psul in the
mother is because she's in a keva, that she can't become Pesach. Pesach cannot be born a keva.
So then, what's the psul in the vlad?
The vlad is coming mikoach kedusha dechuya.
But every animal,
it yields an animal. Animal has a baby, you have to wait 7 days, that's the din. Chus is man. Here, since the mother is, you makdish the mother. You mafish the mother to be Karban Pesach. Now, the mother yielded a Vlad, of a Zachar. But you can't assign Kedushas Pesach to the Vlad because the Vlad is coming mikoach, an animal that was nidche from being Karban Pesach. So because of the dichui of the mother, the child is mel nidche as well.
Becomes once you're mafish.
Yeah, when you're mafish, that's a dichui mekara. But the yisod of the dichui of the Vlad is because of the mother's dichui, the Vlad is nidche too. But what is the nature of the dichui of the vlad? Tosus would be saying the nature of the dichui of the vlad is like a nir v'nidche, because you need a din dichui to take effect on it, because it would have been roi l'akrav. That's how we want to learn the Tosus. Otherwise, it's mamish hard to understand what Tosus is saying. Yeah.
How is this idea of nir v'nidche, our kinar understanding, different than Rabbi Yochanan's case?
Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan's case,
right.
It was nidche meikar. In other words, when you bought it later. It's basically the problem was resolved. This animal was not fit for that problem, you magdish half. Now you bought the other half, and you magdish the other half. But the animal was nitche meikara at the time that you first made it kadosh, it was chal dichoy.
Only being made dichoy by the fact that the other person owned the half of it, no?
Okay. But Maisa, this animal was nitche meikara from the very time that it was made, the kedusha set in. This animal, the half kedusha that came in, was not shaykh to be makrev. So that's the din dichui meikara. The kedusha that set in, half the kedusha that started the process, that is dichui meikara.
It's Ah, so it's not the fact that there's something else blocking the half.
No,
it's just half.
The half, that condition was dachli. You can't be makrib that half an animal. Yeah. Yeah.
What are the qualifications? Like, to be a korban pesach, it has to be...
Zachar ben shana pesach chodesh, a couple of weeks from now, right? Zachar says samim zachar ben shana yelachem. Nafasim v'neizim tikachu. That's the pasuk.
So when you're mafresh, the mother, the vlad is...
There's no vlad yet, but yeah, you imagine the mother, it can't have kedushas sagu for hakrava, because
so
it's in a keva.
So more time, why isn't that dicha meikara? The kid is...
On the mother, that's correct. On the mother, it's dicha meikara. What we're saying is, on the vlad, that's what Tosis is saying, but then it gives birth to a vlad of zachar. So Tosis is saying, the vlad, which is zachar, is rai lakrava, that's called nir v'nitcha. Why? But the vlad is not rai lakrava from the second it was born. Because it's mikoach a mother that's dachli. So that's what it's saying. The dicha near v'nitcha is not just about, it's not about time. It's about that dicha has to take effect on something that's inherently kush. So usually it's in terms of zman, but it doesn't have to be zman. You need to take the mother's dichui and stamp the child with the psul dichui, even though the child inherently shouldn't have the psul dichui.
Meaning it wasn't actually even nira yet, meaning because it wasn't...
Even that's a problem. It wasn't nira. So hakatosis called nira. That's not tichu meikar.
Meaning in the future it'll be...
No. It's inherently because it is a zachar. Because it's a zachar, so the only reason why you can't bring it is because you take the din dichu of the mother and you stamp it. So that's the equivalent of nir v'nitcha. Nir v'nitcha means you have to take the din dichu and make it take effect on something that was without the dichu be fine.
But it's not inherently kosher because it's not a year old yet. Meaning it wasn't...
No, up to a year is kosher.
Oh, up to a year.
Up to a year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Dicha meikar means you don't need to take dichui and stamp it as dichui. Oh. Basically, an ikeva for Pesach is dichui meikar. You don't need to stamp it as dichui. It's the etzem, no good. It has no bearing. It has no shaychus. You have your carbon. Nir v'nitcha means that you need to take the din dichui and say, I'm stamping you as being nitcha. It was nearer before, and now it's nitcha. So in terms of time, I understand. Tosfos is saying not just in terms of time, in terms of the lumnus. The vlad would be fine were it not for the din of dichui. Just as we said before, you can't take the din of dichui and make up a goof out of it until they say the din of dichui. So because of the din of dichui, of the mother, this comes mikoach, the din dichui of the mother, that stamps the child as dichui. That's called nira v'nitcha. That's what we're trying to say. Yeah.
We're saying that the mother has a din dichui meikara. I still don't understand how that's similar to the Ryokan case. The Ryokan, the behemoth was royal hakri when it was just a stand behemoth before anything else.
No. You have to start the clock ticking when it gets kedusha. You can't say that the animal is fit when it was in the kadosh. In other words,
the
second you were magdish, the animal was in the keva, it's nitcha meikar. You know, it has to be that the animal mitzar atzmo has kedusha fahakrava, and then it's chal dichuyan. So we're saying it doesn't have to be yet chal and zman, as long as the animal mitzar atzmo has kedusha fahakrava. And you need to take the din dichui on top of that to take away, that's called nir v'nitcha.
Bar Yochan, the time of the is starting at
when you magdish the half.
First half.
I think so. You magdish the first step, that's the dichui meikar, Rav Yochan.
So I'm thinking, I don't know if there's necessarily a problem, but we want to say that first, it's ki'ilu, like first it had kedusha, and then, as a meaning the vlad, and then only but as a function of the mother's dichui status, the vlad also is nidcha, and that's more of an external dichui, not internal to the vlad itself. And therefore, that's
parallel to nir v'nitcha, yeah.
But isn't that somewhat difficult in light of the fact that the status of hektish that we're attributing to the vlad is also only a function of the mother, and the fact that the mother is ki'ilu hektish? Meaning, what were we defining as being nira? You're only considered, a behemoth is only considered nira by kachim the moment that it's hektish. right? The fact that it's a tofrasher or hukdasher for its purpose. Yeah. So its entire status of kedusha is only stemming from the mother as well. Meaning now you have both the kedusha and the dichui status stemming from the mother. To that extent, meaning
I hear you,
to that extent, I would say,
yeah, what's bothering you? But, you know, it's still the din dichui of the mother that has to take effect on the child.
But also the kedusha.
Right.
Meaning the kedusha is also only come. It's just as internal to the vlad, the din kedusha, as the din dichui.
Yeah.
Meaning, if they're both, I would say it's ki'ilu. I hear where it was coming from. I'm just saying maybe you could suggest something different only because
it's hard. When I said it's difficult, at first glance it's very difficult. I agree. We're trying to say pshat. It's not pashat. It's not. It's achronim struggle here in this line of places. Let's just do one or two more lines, and then we'll leave the last part for Nitzishim for tomorrow. Just another line or two. Yeah. So we are with the Yesvarim, the Garsinan. Tosa says one more point. There is another girsa, and this would solve the problem of why he has to repeat, has two separate statements: Shema mina dichui meikara v'dichui, and also Shema mina yeshdichui v'damim. What is this other girsa? It's from the Gassina, Shema mina kedushas damim matche. Oh, different idea. Not yeshdichui v'damim, that you say the din dichui on something which is on kadosh l'damav, but kedushas damim is matche. What do you mean is matche? Umefarish. What it means is dochet murasa milikarev, that something which is kedushas damim can also create the same status in the tamura, that the tamura, even though there's nothing wrong with the tamura, the animal is totally fit, but it's going to have the same drawback as the thing which had only kedushas damim, not kedushas hakrava. How do you see that? That's the shmamina. The third shmamina is a new point. Not shmamina that there's dichui b'damim. That there's dichui b'damim, I already know from the fact that I said shmamina what? Shmamina dichui meikar. But what's the other thing? Shmamina that kedushas damim matche, that even though, remember, kedushas damim means you're going to sell the money, you're going to sell it for money, the money is going to be used to buy an animal. And the animal is going to be brought. That's the case. What would you say by the tamura? So go right to the tamura. Let the tamura be brought on the mizbeach. After all, what happens with Dusha's damim? You sell it. The money is going to be used to purchase an animal that you're makriv. So if you take this animal that can't be makriv, and you make a tamura. So why not say by the same token that the tamura can be makriv? Well, what do you say? No, tamura kayotseva. That means that the tamura is also only going to be able to be transferred to money, and the money is going to be used to buy carbon, but you can't be makriv the tamura. That's the chiddush. It's just damim matche. That it's matche that the tamura is going to be the same as this. That's what we see in Rabbi Yochanan. Mefarish, docha tamurasa meikarev meiknari midiktani tamur kiyotziva v'lo nihira. So Tosa says this pshat is untenable for the following reason. And for this, you guys have to see the carefully the sugya in Kisrisus, that we'll just read the line now, but look at it more carefully. Gabi metamim migdash, the habakrisus, gabi metamim migdash ashir. Metamim migdash is one of the averis that a person brings, called a carbon what? Carbon ola v'yorev. Carbon ola v'yorev. It's the ola v'yorev. It's a chatas, but it's a sliding scale chatas. At the end of Vayikra, there are certain averis that the Torah identifies that the person brings a chatas behema if he can afford a behema. If you can't afford a behema, you can bring an oaf. If you can't afford two ofos, if you can't afford the oaf, then he brings flour called minchas chote. Then you bring the mincha. So one of the averos is mentioned over there. The person was tamei and went to Beis HaMikdash. So then what happens if he's an usher, which means he could afford a behema, and he's matfish instead, the pure of birds, which is only meant to be somebody who is not able to afford the behema, the henny, and then later on he became poor, and now this would be what he would have to bring, based on his money that he has right now. What do we say? But since he was matfish the birds when he was an usher, so at that time the birds were not kosher to be brought for his chatas, he should bring a behema. Ho v'nitche yidache. So what do we say? That we say dichui. And on that memra of Rav Oshaya, I believe it is, the Gemara has Shema Minatlas, Kmo B'Shmaitin. And what's the third shmamina? Yesh dichoy bedamin. Now, can you read that any other way than the way we originally thought was meant over here? What are you going to say? Kedushas damin matcha? Can't be, because we're talking by ofos. And ofos, the whole din of tamura is bevehema, bevehema, the Torah says. Muhammad yomer bevehema, bevehema. The din of tamura is only said by behema, not by of. V'asmal karkach ein lefarish, this is damin matcha at tamura. Then tamura by ofos. So what does it mean over there? El karkach hainu kedoshav, ein akreva, the din of tushas damin has to do with the fact that this animal is not brought because of the din of dichui. So clearly, you're not going to be able to solve that gemara. So back to Agamar too, so you're going to have to say something else as far as the third Shmamina, we have to say what we said before. Okay, this is one Chelk of Tosis. To go over this, of course, the next Chelk of Tosis is going to send us to Gemara Psachim and back to the Gemara Krisus and something of the Shaka Vitaya in that Gemara, so you have to kind of get familiar with what the Gemara is doing there, what Tosis is asking, and whatever, just hopefully struggle through it, but get a basic pshat, and then we'll try to get it better in shir. That's a shir. Okay. Good. Mincha?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the last mincha for Sunday, everybody. Next Sunday is Purim, and it's the Pesach. So, we'll be able to dive in.